Tomorrow, the 16th National Congress of the Chinese Communist Party opens with great fanfare in Beijing. The Congress is used by party leaders to lay out their policies for the next 5 years and to appoint new leaders. But as China hurtles towards modernity, it's becoming increasingly diverse. And as NPR's Rob Gifford discovered on a visit to a shopping mall in central Beijing, politics is not on everyone's mind.
If you want to get an idea of some of the paradoxes of life in 21st century China, you just have to come here to Oriental Plaza, one of the big shopping malls in the middle of the Chinese capital. Just a stone's throw from here, tomorrow, in the Great Hall of the People, the 16th Congress of the Chinese Communist Party will open. Standing here, though, outside a huge German sports car showroom with Italian design shops to the left and right, you'd be hard-pushed to even tell there was a Communist Party in power here, let alone that an important Congress was going on.
I'm not really that interested. These political meetings don't have a bearing on my life at all.
22-year-old management student Wang Xiaomei is out shopping for clothes. 27-year-old businessman Wang Jingtong is eyeing a new yellow sports car.
The party congress and all that politics is so distant from our everyday lives. We are more interested in getting a better job and earning more money.
People seem even less able to talk about the new generation of political leaders who will take power at this Congress, notably the enigmatic Vice President Hu Jintao, expected to take over as General Secretary of the party. The behind-the-scenes political maneuvering is completely secret, but if the handover does take place, Richard Baum of UCLA says it'll be a significant changing of the guard.
For the very first time in modern Chinese history, no one from the pre-1949 generations is any longer going to be in power. These people are pragmatists, they're technocrats. None of them were schooled in the Soviet Union. They have been raised and have occupied positions of political responsibility under a market-oriented regime. So they're much more relaxed about the traditional strictures of communist ideology and socialist theory.
That will be shown during the Congress this week when, without a hint of irony, the party is expected to change its constitution. Entrepreneurs, formerly known as exploiting capitalists, will be allowed to join. The party is scrambling to remain relevant in a society that no longer listens to Marxist dogma. Party leaders play down the amendment, but in effect, the constitutional change authorizes something that has already occurred, the death of traditional communism in China. It's still very much a one-party state, but today's Chinese Communist Party would be unrecognizable to Marx or Lenin. More than 30% of the nation's GDP is created by the private sector. The party has ditched the workers, peasants, and exploited classes that it rose up to represent and become a party of the new elite, intellectuals and businessmen, and the exploiters themselves. David Zweig of the University of Science and Technology in Hong Kong says party leaders hope that by bringing the emerging middle class inside the tent, they can forestall challenges to their power.
It's a kind of co-optation that's going on, if it works, where rather than this middle or upper class of capitalists who in South Korea, Taiwan, formed opposition parties and led to democratization, now Jiang Zemin is trying to co-opt those people into the party, make them part of the power structure, and therefore prevent them from forming an opposition.
The party may, in the short term, succeed in buying off the middle class. But as well as creating millions of winners, economic reform has created an army of losers, laid off workers and poor peasants who benefit not at all from the new party business nexus. They are starting to show their discontent in demonstrations around the country on an almost daily basis. The big question likely to face Hu Jintao and the new leaders once they're done with the pomp of the party congress is, will they actively pursue political reform, or will it be forced upon them by a convulsing 21st century society stuck in the straitjacket of a 1950s political system? Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.